trying to get the words just right. Is that you? For whatever reason, you believe that if you can get those words just right, you're going to get what you want. You're going to be able to control how we feel and think. But what you're doing is you're putting a mask in place that is never going to allow the result that you want. The very thing you put in place to get a result is the very thing that's going to keep you from getting that result. The damage that you are doing with how you're using your voice when you go up in your head to get the words just right is costing you. And I want to shift that today, because when we shift that, all of a sudden in your voice, now I hear your confidence. Now I can connect with you. Now you can captivate and compel me to take the action you want. It's about releasing the outcome and controlling the conversation, knowing that the words are already right. I think you're going to like this episode, and I don't want you to miss a minute.
Welcome to Captivate the Room with your host, internationally known voice expert, Tracy Goodwin. An award-winning speaker who has taught hundreds around the globe to make a big impact with their voice. This podcast is for anyone who wants to step onto a bigger stage, make a bigger impact, and have a voice that makes people listen. Presentation matters, and the voice is the missing link. Join in and you'll see why.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Tracy Goodwin, and I'm so glad to have you with me today as always. Thank you so much for your shares and your downloads. And for being a subscriber, I love being on this voice journey with you. And I've got a great episode for you today. This one is for men and women, but women especially, I want you to make sure you listen all the way to the end, because today I'm going to talk about fear of not getting the words right and what that does to your voice. Now, like I said, men and women struggle with this, but it is very consistent among women. So I may direct some of my comments and conversation today straight to women, but this is for everybody. Very quickly, though, I know you've heard me mention it. I want to mention it again. Free live training online. And this is a training class that I'm doing for women. We're going to cover some of the issues that I specifically see women struggle with. You can sign up. Link will be in the show notes. You could also go over to captivatetheroom.com/W workshop or look under the Work With Me tab. Tell your friends, tell all the women you know, because voice is really part of the issue for women in getting to the next level of success. There are a lot of societal implications on women and men, but women's voices. And I'm going to talk about that over the next, I'm going to talk about a lot of these issues over the next couple of episodes. But today I want to talk about fear of not getting it right. And this is big. This is something that I see almost with everybody I work with. It is the plight of the analytical person, the thinker person, the perfectionist, the people pleaser. This ideology of getting it wrong. I've got to get up in my head and get these words just right. Now, I don't know if this is you. I don't know if this is you, if you're analytical, perfectionist thinker, people pleaser, but you've got this idea that if you get the words right, if you get them perfect, if you get them just the way they need to be, ultimately not wrong, then you're going to get what you want. Then people are going to like you. You might even feel like you can control what we're thinking about you if you get the words right. So there's a lot to unpack here. First of all, and I've said it before, I'm going to say it again, control is an illusion. You cannot control what I think about you. You can do 100%. You can do your very best job. You can reveal the best version of you, and you can release the outcome. But you can't control what I think about you. And when I realized that, I became an entirely different voice coach. I know that I erred on the side of caution in the early, early years of my career. I didn't shoot straight like I do now. I didn't even reveal my gift back then. You cannot control what we're thinking about you. You cannot control it at all. And now here, let me lower the second boom. And this is really, really important. And I probably will talk about it again. There is no right or wrong. There is no right or wrong. Now, I know there is. I know that immediately you, in your brain, you went, yes, there is. I've got data. I've got facts. I've got information. But we don't know what you know. Now, I am not, this is not a blanket statement. Hey, go out and make up a bunch of stuff and lie to a bunch of people. And, you know, it doesn't matter what you say. It's just whatever. No, that's not what I'm saying at all. But I'm saying, what I see people struggle with is they get so bogged down in getting it right, and we don't even know what they're talking about. You are the expert. You wrote the presentation. You created it. You invented it. I know in the early years of my career, before I really fully recognized that what I could do was a gift, and I thought everybody could hear what I could hear. So, you know, I thought, well, they're going to think it's wrong. They're going to know. They're going to, you know, I'm going to say this. Who knows if it's right? So I get it. I mean, I have been there. But we don't know what you know. So those people did not know what I was hearing in my head. In fact, I didn't even know that I was the only one that knew. But it was true, it was real, it was right, and I was the expert of that. I just didn't recognize it at the time. I didn't recognize that I could dissect how things are being processed subconsciously. But we get bogged down in, well, I don't want to be wrong. I don't want them to think badly of me. I don't want them to be upset with me. That was my big thing. I didn't want people to be upset with me. And so I was afraid to say what I knew was right. And I want you to start letting all of that go, because really when it comes down to right and wrong, yeah, there's facts, there's information, there's data, and you could make a mistake because you're human. But that's not wrong. That's human. And so by putting this right, wrong, get the words right, get everything perfect in place, in order to get what you want, you have now put a mask in place that will never get you what you want. You're trying to keep people happy. You're trying to get the result that you want. You're trying to be what you think we need you to be. You're trying to be right. And all of that is a mask to keep you from revealing who you really are. Because deep down, you might think, your subconscious might think, if you reveal that big, bold idea, that very well might not be safe. And you've been conditioned to give all the power to the words. You've been conditioned by the world and your subconscious that is trying to keep you safe to get it right. They're not going to like it if you get it wrong. You might even be working off of a past experience where you did get it wrong and there were negative ramifications. And I'll talk about that, but chances are good you're mostly working in the future in a fear of, if you don't get those words just right, something bad's going to happen. And so I ask you, so the question I have for you is, has something bad ever happened? In fact, I just did this in a session this morning, and the person said, well, no, actually, now that you ask me, I can't think of anytime it was ever negative. You're working off of futuristic fear of what could happen, what you could lose, what we could think, what we might feel, and that's not real. You've got to get out of the future. But for some of you, you may be working off of a past experience. You gave out some information. It was wrong. You got lamb blasted and you are still dragging that around. I got to get this right because I don't ever want to be humiliated like that again in the conference room ever. But here's the thing. One, that's over. Two, you can't change it. Three, that precautionary measure that you have put in place is actually creating more problems for you than if you would just reveal who you are, if you would just be in the now, if you would just trust that you do have the right words. You are the expert, which is your, here's your big permission slip right here. That's what I spend a lot of time telling people. You actually know the words. You just don't think you know the words. So it's this whole big convoluted rubber band ball of you trying to get it right when there really is no right because you are the expert. You created it. I'm not sitting here trying to get this right today. I'm revealing what I know to be true. I'm going to make a mistake. You've heard me make mistakes a lot. I make mistakes all day long. I make mistakes with clients. I make mistakes with, you know, all day long. But here's the thing. Then I just go right back around and say, actually, you know what? Let me rephrase that. Hold on a minute. I messed that up. And we've got to start allowing ourselves to do that rather than put ourselves in this pressure cooker of, I got to get this right. I got to get these words right so I get this deal. Which means you're giving all the power to the words. You're dragging the past, you're in the future, you're trying to get it right, you're giving all the power to the words. And the power is not in the words. It's not. It never will be. It never, ever will be because your power is in making me feel something. And you can't get that wrong. You might mess up the data, but you're not going to mess up the feeling. I hope all of this is making sense. I kind of feel like I'm on this rampage all of a sudden. I just feel so passionately about this topic. And it's something that I deal with everybody. We don't know what you know. Even if you are in the same wheelhouse as us, even if you are my boss, even if I am your boss, if we're colleagues, coworkers, team members, you've heard me say this a billion times, guys. I don't know what you know. So how can I be sitting here saying that that is wrong? Now, sometimes with data and numbers, that could happen. In fact, one of my clients was telling me about that very thing the other day, that somebody got something wrong. They got wrong his stuff. They didn't get wrong their stuff. And so you're sitting here going, I'm going to get my stuff wrong. I'm going to get my stuff wrong. I'm going to get my stuff wrong. No, chances are really good. You're not going to get your stuff wrong. Somebody else might get your stuff wrong. But you're not, because you're the expert at it. And so you're spending all this time and energy and hiding behind this mask that is creating all these problems to get these words just right. And I think that women get on eggshells about it more than men. I really do. They feel more societal pressure to not mess it up. And this is for everybody. You're not going to mess it up. You're not, and even if you mess it up, you're going to say, oh, I messed it up, and you're going to fix it. I was in a group meeting the other day. I do my own groups. In fact, this is the last round of Voices of Success. Well, it's probably already started. Might have already started by the time you hear this episode. But I do groups for companies. And we had a group meeting the other day, and one of the executives who oversees it, we were talking, and he made this just phenomenal point. And I can't remember if it was a question or a statement. I believe it was a statement. He's really, really smart about this work that I do. And he said, the hesitation, the pausing, the fumbling around that happens when you try to get things just, the words just right, cause more damage, because then it's like, I don't even know what you're talking about. I don't even think you know what you're talking about. And I loved it that he said that, because it was right. And that validated everything that I've been saying, that I hear in your voice. When you go up there to get the words right, you disconnect. You disconnect from your message, which is in your heart. Your voice falls flat. I can't connect with you. We cannot connect. And every single time I run somebody through the exercises on this, they can feel the difference. They're like, oh my gosh, that's totally different. People use words like, I feel connected. I feel heart-centered. I feel present. I've heard all of that from people when I put them in that place. When you are up in your head, you're disconnected from your voice and your body. Your message is in your heart. Your voice is the orchestra of your heart. Your voice can't work. And what happens as you're desperately seeking the right words is hesitation and pausing and stammering and slowing around. And when I do this, does it make you think that, well, do you feel like I know what I'm talking about? No, I don't sound confident. I'm not connected. I'm not captivating. So, what did I sacrifice to get the words right? Everything. Because the words are never going to make them feel, ever. The connection is what is going to get you what you want, not the right words. The number of times people are in group meetings or in all of this stuff, all, solo sessions, all of this work that I do, and they present something or they say something, they give me a bit and they say, oh, I messed that all up. And I said, I had no idea. I've seen it in groups with people that people do know what they're talking about. I might not even know what they're talking about. People know what they're talking about and didn't notice the mess up. So that is your, all of this is your subconscious trying to keep you safe, trying to keep you from revealing who you really are and how you really feel. And it's a mask that it's a mask that is keeping you from getting the result you want. You put it in place to get a result. You will never get that result when that mask is there. You cannot get the words right. I don't even know what the right words are. And I said pausing a minute ago when I was talking about stammering and stuttering and all of that. There is a big difference in I'm pausing because I don't know what to say versus I'm pausing because I've got something really important to say. In fact, it is so important that I got to set it up with a strategic pause. It's totally different. Or even a pause to think. The difference in pausing to think. Now, if you don't tell me what you're doing and you're just stammering around and pausing and hesitating, I'm going to think you don't know the answer. I'm going to think you don't know what you're talking about. But when you say, let me think about that for a minute. In fact, that's what happened. I think that's what kicked that discussion off in that group the other day. I said something and I said, that's a good question. Let me think about that for a minute. And I paused. And that may have been what started that discussion about, aren't we doing more damage by trying to get the words just right? Tell me what you're doing. Ooh, that's a good question. In fact, I had to do that this morning. I was literally stumped. The man I was working with, he asked me a question. I said, whoa, that is a good question. I had to think about that for a second. And then I got my answer. And then with confidence, I answered. Start owning what you're putting out, even if it is, I don't know what I'm putting out. And I'm not talking about being fake. I'm not talking about lying. I'm talking about boldly and confidently owning, that is a great question, and I do not have that information, but I'm going to find out. Boldly, you've put the presentation together. You've put the meeting update together. You've put the sales call together. You're the expert. I think I've said this to you guys before. I don't know if I have or not, actually. I never remember what I say. But I was working, when I worked with, I was working with this coach. And he asked the group, somebody rattled off something about, well, I don't feel worthy. You know, I don't feel like I know what I'm talking about. I don't feel like, you know, I've got enough experience, which is something that I hear from younger executives, junior executives, mid-level men, younger people all the time, all the time. Well, but I don't have 40 years. I'm in the same room with somebody's 40 years, got 40 years. I've had people tell that to me. People that I was mentoring or working with, and they've said, but Tracy, you've got 28 years. Well, yeah, that's just years. And so this, I can't remember, it was a girl or something. I think it was a girl. She was all worked up about this. And the coach said, what's an expert? Define expert. And everybody rattled off, oh, you've done this forever. You've done it a long time, you know, blah, blah. And he said, and it, you know, it kind of threw me a little bit at first because I've always kind of thought, okay, so I guess I am an expert because I've done this for 28 years. He said an expert is somebody that gets results. And I thought, wow, that is so powerful. So I was an expert a long time ago. I just happen to have 28 years. It's probably 30 years now. Good Lord. But an expert is, can you get a result? You're spending all this time getting it right because you're in the same room with a guy who's done it for 28 years, and you're the expert, and you're not even owning that. You've got to boldly own it. And really, the only way you can boldly own it is, you know, we have to go back to now, in the now, not in the future, not in the past, boldly owning it in the now. Oh, yeah, I did this work now. I know what I'm talking about now. That event where I got yelled at back in 93, that's over. I'm doing it different now. I learned from that. And then you release the outcome. Ultimately, if you are trying to get the words just right, you are trying to control the outcome. There's no way around it. I can ask you, are you controlling? And you, no, I'm not controlling. I am not. Well, if you're trying to get the words perfect, girlfriend, or our guy friend, you're trying to control the outcome. And until you can release the outcome and reveal who you really are and control the conversation through emotional connection, which is done through vocal variety, until you do all of that, you're controlling the outcome, which means you don't have the power you think you do. Control is an illusion. And I know some of you aren't ready to hear that yet, but that's okay. You'll get there. There is no getting it right, getting the words right. There is a getting it right. Of course there is. There is no getting the words just right. You are chasing air. And like how we say in Texas, that dog don't hunt. Get in the now. Start revealing what you have to say, who you really are. Be the expert. It is your words. Reveal them. Trust that they are going to be there for you because they are. Boldly own what you have to say. Put it out there. Put it out there. You know, you can do the three bits too. I know you've heard me talk about the three bits before where you write three words down, you're going into a meeting or you've got an update or a phone call or whatever it is, write three words down. They'll serve as your net. You just think you won't have the words. Your subconscious wants it that way so that you will go up in your head, so you will disconnect, so that we won't be able to connect with you. We won't know how you feel. Therefore, we won't judge you. It's a means to an end. And it isn't working for you. It will never work for you. I want to switch that. Let's start working on that right now. If you have any questions about that, if you need a little feedback on that, reach out. You know where to find me. But that's it. I'm going to wrap this one up. It's a great one. I love talking about this because this is a game changer. This is transformation. This is so far beyond your voice. Women, don't forget, sign up for the free live training. It's on July 23rd, 9 a.m. or 5 p.m. Pacific time. But that's it. I'm going to wrap it up. Until I see you next time, you know what to do. Get out there and speak your truth. Just do it beautifully.
Thanks for listening to Captivate the Room with Tracy Goodwin. You can reach out to her at captivatetheroom.com and be sure to grab the Voice Formula, a free video series that will help you start making a bigger impact with your voice today. If you've enjoyed this episode, please leave a review on iTunes.